Angel.
Hi, love. Welcome to Giving Hell. I'm your host, Helly. Giving Hell is your safe space to be a hot mess of a human while connecting to your higher self. We talk about health, wealth, self-love, along with manifesting your dream reality. So go ahead and rate and review and share with your friends because everybody's looking for a brand new podcast. Can I be completely honest? Because I'm gonna be, obviously. I do not want to think or talk about manifesting, and it is perfect timing because Mercury retrograde is coming up. Most incredible time of the year, am I right? But I've been dealing with my own little self-diagnosed seasonal depression. I can't help it. I just notice myself, like, getting out of bed less, changing my clothes less, showering less, which is partly because it's way too fucking cold to get naked these days. But I just definitely see my mental health declining. And before I hit that rock bottom, we're gonna turn that around. We're gonna make sure that I can at least appreciate somewhat of this winter. I absolutely hate it. I don't know why I moved to the winter. I'm gonna complain about it until the weather gets nice again. But I'm not really interested in hitting a rock bottom right now. It's not really in the schedule for me, so we need to fix that ASAP, all right? So we're going to talk about how we can do that, how you can stay out of seasonal depression. And then we're going to talk about Mercury in retrograde. I'm going to prep you guys for what is to come. I'm not really big on retrograde. Like, you're not going to see me talking about how much life sucks and yada, yada, yada. I personally love retrogrades as somebody who is an extrovert and an introvert. I think they call it an ambivert, but I might have made that up. But I love Mercury retrograde because Mercury. I love Mercury retrograde. I love Mercury retrograde because it literally just means stay home and focus on what you've already got. You know what I mean? This is not the time to be adding new things. This is not the time to be picking up new hobbies. This is not the time to be planning trips or starting new jobs. Of course, if that's already in the plans for you, what? If that's already in works, what? Why does... Also, Mercury is the planet that controls communication. Okay, so pardon me if I communicate poorly during this time, but if you already have something planned that maybe is advised against during a Mercury retrograde period, don't fucking worry about it. You will be okay. I've traveled during Mercury retrograde. Nobody died. All my suitcases made it perfectly fine to my destination and home. Like, everything was okay. It will be okay, trust me. But if you don't have anything planned, don't do it. Don't plan anything, all right? And if you're not listening to this episode when it comes out, Mercury retrograde is from January 14th until February 3rd in 2022, okay? And it's so funny because I'm literally flying to Texas. I didn't plan this, but I'm flying to Texas the day that Mercury retrograde ends. Mwah-ha! Talk about divine timing, which we need to talk about divine timing too. Maybe we'll talk about that in this episode too. If you don't know, I kind of just like go with whatever I'm feeling. A lot of the times I'll notice in my intros, I'm like, we're going to talk about this and this and this. And then I get stuck on something and then I have to like touch on it in the next episode. But if there's anything that I didn't fully explain, you can absolutely DM me on Instagram at Helly's Angel and I'll fill you in. You know, this podcast is sponsored by ADHD. So it is all over the place. I'm just kidding. It's not sponsored by ADHD. I wish ADHD was paying me. It's only making my life harder. It's not giving me anything. So, with all that being said, let's get into it. Okay, show of hands, who has self-diagnosed themselves with seasonal depression? Me, okay? I don't really know if that's appropriate because I myself feel uncomfy about people diagnosing themselves with all types of things that maybe they possibly don't have. So let's just call it seasonal sadness, okay? I'm having a little bit of the seasonal suds. If you watch SpongeBob, you know what that is. If you don't know what that is, I'm very sorry that you don't know what the suds are. Like I said, I just notice myself not really wanting to get out of bed too much. I'm not as focused on my daily routine as I normally am. Like, I really thrive when I wake up, get out of bed, do something, literally anything but lay in bed. And that has not been me. I've been just, I don't know. It's kind of been that way since I've moved to New York, mostly because I had such a stable routine in Georgia. And then once I made that move, I got off track and never actually took the time to create that routine, which I need to do. I really need to do that for myself. I'm going to do that. I mean, let's speak it into existence. Oh my God, I love my routine. It's so wonderful and luxurious. Anyway, moving on. But because I'm already in a funky spot and I don't want to even get out of bed because it's so freaking cold, my mental health is suffering, okay? I'm not feeling too hot. I'm not having, like, really negative thoughts yet. It's more so, like, my actions are that of a depressed person. You know what I mean? My room is really messy. I'm eating like shit. I don't really have motivation to do much. I'm not really excited about social settings. I had, like, a burst of energy yesterday and I felt so good. Like, I felt like I was myself again. And then by 6 p.m., I was back to being sad, but not even like actively sad, just like actively discontent. Discontent, is that a word? I don't know. Somebody look that up for me. Incontent, uncontent, not content. I don't know. Moving on. Listen, we've got to do something about this, right? And if you're going through this with me, we can do it together. Okay. Really simple things. First things first is you have to take an inventory of where you're at, right? Because we're not calling this seasonal depression, even though I said it a couple times, we're calling this seasonal sadness. This is really about our habits and our actions more so than like our chemical balance. Does that make sense? Probably not. You know how depression is like a chemical imbalance, right? And a lot of times people who have serious depression can't even get themselves to do these actions, right? We're talking about seasonal sadness. We're not in depression yet. If you are experiencing anything that is maybe life-threatening or anything that may need professional help, please seek that. This is for my sad girls, okay? This is not for anybody who needs professional help. I'm not a professional. I want to make that very clear. Depression is very, very, very serious. I've lost many people to that disease. It is a mental disease. I'll never change my opinion on that. So for my sad girls, this is what we're gonna do. Sorry, I just really needed to clarify that. First things first, we're gonna take an inventory of what we're even doing. Like, what are our habits look like? What am I eating? What am I doing? What does my space look like? It's really hard to be happy in a really messy, dirty place, right? If you wake up in the morning and the first thing you see is just a hot ass mess, you're already off to a not so good start, right? If you wake up in the morning and you see a peaceful, clean, and serene space, a little bit of a different story. You might have a little bit of a better chance at a good day. And I'm saying this to myself. If you're new to this podcast, everything I'm saying is me just talking to myself and giving myself advice and hoping you need it as well. Because, baby, I've been waking up every morning like miserable. Miserable. My room is so fucking messy. It's driving me insane. The first like week of 2022, I had rearranged my room, created a whole new energy, and I was feeling hot. Baby, I was feeling good. After things got a little bit out of control in there and I started to like really decline, I don't know which came first. Like, if it was like my room was messy, so I started getting depressed, or if I was starting to get depressed, so my room got messy. I don't know. See, this is me rambling. Oh my God. I say so much for no fucking reason at all. Anyway, moving on. That's why I have a podcast where I can just sit in my basement and talk, because yeah. Anyway, moving on. We don't need to go on another tangent. We've already had like seven of those. So we're taking inventory. What am I eating? What am I doing? What's really, really going on, right? And the next thing you need to do is make small edits to that inventory, right? We're not looking at that inventory and seeing everything wrong and fixing it all in one day. Absolutely not. That's just not going to happen. You'll literally drown. Like, I don't care who you are, you can't do it. You don't get to just wake up one day and be a different fucking person. I hate to break it to you, but stop trying. Stop having that expectation for yourself, because you're literally just fucking yourself, and not in a good way, right? Small edits. When you're looking at that inventory, look at what will take the least amount of effort but make the biggest impact, okay? So for me, getting out of bed when I wake up instead of laying in bed for an hour on my phone is going to make the biggest difference, but doesn't take much effort at all. Me starting my day on a better note is going to change my entire day, but all I literally have to do to make that happen is get out of bed sooner. Like, smallest thing, but will make the biggest impact. Okay, we're not taking on everything, we're making small edits. And when I say edits, we're not taking on new habits. We're not taking on a new lifestyle. We're not doing that. We're not going vegan. We're not changing our entire diets. We're tweaking something a little bit, right? Instead of getting out of bed at 11 because I wake up every day at 10, I'm going to wake up at 10 and get out of bed at 10. Small edit. I'm not changing the time that I'm waking up at all. No, I'm just getting out of bed sooner. Small edits. Do you see what I mean? We're editing what's already going on, right? We're taking better care of what is already happening. We're improving the habits that we already have. We're not getting new habits. It's gonna take the most effort at the beginning, but once you really get that ball rolling, like that first habit is gonna be really hard to change. So make sure you're really picking like something that is a small action, but will make the biggest impact. Cause you really need that push right at the beginning. Cause after a while, once you've got it going, now it's time to make another small edit. This is gonna take a lot of mindfulness. None of this is going to happen by chance. None of this is just going to magically happen. You are having to actively make these changes, right? It sounds so easy. Trust me, I know, but it has to start with that one small edit first. Really use that inventory to look at what needs to be edited. I'm sorry I've said that word so many times. Like, it's what I'm saying today. It's what we're saying. But the reason it's so important to even take an inventory of the way that you're currently living your life is because you don't get to disrespect your mind, body, and spirit and then expect to be in good spirits. Do you know what I mean? If you're drinking every day and you're not doing anything to, I don't know, like pump some serotonin into your brain, like you're just doing everything you can to drain your energy and any chemicals that you might potentially have dancing up there. You're doing everything you can to destroy that. Baby, you're gonna feel like shit. And I'm not gonna feel bad for you when 1 + 2 = 3. You know, like if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not gonna be taken care of, right? You have to do it. But when I was at my lowest and somebody looked at me and said, "Are you fucking stupid? No wonder you feel like fucking shit." You know what I mean? You're not taking care of yourself. You're not even trying. What, it's just supposed to magically happen? Take that inventory, baby. See what you've contributed to. Okay, like don't be a victim of your own mental space. Be the creator of your mental space. Create a place you want to be in by doing small actions. If you're in a spot where getting out of bed is really hard, what else can we do? You know what I mean? What's easier than that? Because I know getting out of bed is really hard at times. I know personal hygiene is really hard at times. What else can we do? You know, can we cut back on certain things? Can we cut back on alcohol? Can we look at the things that might be contributing to this negative space and cut out? You know what I mean? Like, what can we do? There has to be something that can be done. And if you in your mind are thinking there's nothing that can be done, guess what? Nothing can be done. You know, your thoughts will be right eventually. If you keep thinking that nothing can be done, like nothing will be done and you'll stay in this negative space. But if you use the formula that words become thoughts become feelings, and feelings become things, you can start saying things like, "I am healing. I am mentally improving. I am organized. I am a functioning person in society." You know, use your words. I just really want to make sure that you are doing everything in your power to stay out of this seasonal sadness, okay? I really want you to be able to enjoy and take a little bit of control over your mental space. And I know how triggering that is to people. It is, oh my God, trust me. As somebody who talks about manifestation, I know how triggering this topic can be to so many people, because if you start thinking like, "Oh, well, if I have a little bit of control over this, then I'm responsible for this negative space that I'm in." No, sometimes you just get neglectful. Sometimes it just fucking happens. I'm not perfect. I'm fully aware that my actions have led me to negative places and my actions have led me to positive places. I'm not judging myself. But if you look at this, like, I have some control versus, "Oh, I have to take responsibility for what I've done." There's two sides to the coin. Be more positive. Be easy on yourself. Why do you find it necessary to beat yourself up all the time? Why can't you just go easy for one day? One day, say, "You know what? I'm going to go easy on myself." Why do you find the need to just shit on yourself all the time and be like, "I have to do this and I have to do that and da 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 da, and I'm not a good enough manifester and nothing's happening for me"? Why? Riddle me this, okay? Baby, be positive. There's so many reasons to be positive. There's so many things to be grateful for. When you're grateful, you can't be miserable, right? Even if all you had was one meal, right? Something to be grateful for. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, that is something to be grateful for. I promise you, you got something to be grateful for. Focus on that. Don't focus on the shortcomings, focus on the comings. What? I don't know. But you know what I mean. I trust that you know what I mean. You're a smart little baby. But I do want to talk about Mercury retrograde. Mercury. Why? Why do I find it necessary to say it like that? Okay, I want to talk about Mercury retrograde. Okay, we're gonna do it right this time. We're not gonna be in fear of this. We're gonna handle it, right? We're gonna do it. We're not gonna cry when Facebook shuts down because we know it's gonna. We know it's gonna. Instagram, Facebook, Metaverse, it's all shutting down at least once during retrograde. It happens every time, and people have the audacity to say astrology is bullshit. Baby, you tell me why during every single retrograde, the internet can't fucking handle it. Facebook fucks up, Instagram fucks up. Yeah, because Mercury retrograde interferes with the internet. It interferes with cars. It interferes with anything that will connect you to other people. You know what I mean? Like, you're driving somewhere, your car gets fucked up. Because during retrograde, you're supposed to sit your ass at home. And if you don't know, now you know. Okay? You're not supposed to be emailing, talking to, conversing, communicating with anybody but yourself. And I know that's not possible. I know you have to talk to people, but reduce the amount of time that you are spending with others and increase the amount of time that you are spending on yourself. This is a really, really, really good time. Speaking of inventory, this is a really good time to take inventory of everything that you're grateful for. A really good time. Writing all that down today and reading it to yourself and reminding yourself everything you have to be grateful for. Once you get out of this retrograde, the universe is gonna bless the fuck out of you, give you way more things to be grateful for. That is what the universe loves to see during this time. Gratitude for what you already have, right? Working through what you already got going on. Nothing new. We're not adding any new tasks to the list. We're not having any new lifestyle changes during this time. I've already said that. I really, really need you to listen to that. We are working on what's already going on. That's it. That's all. Now is the time to keep calm and carry on, okay? You want to keep a low profile. You're not planning month-long vacations. You're not putting on events for other people to enjoy. You are nesting and resting, okay? You are staying home and off the phone. Okay, enough of the rhyming. I apologize. This would be a really nice time if you are going to pick up a new habit during this time. This would be the time to start practicing meditation. That's a really nice thing to add to the list. I will never say don't add meditation to your list of things to do. If you've never done it before, now is the perfect time to start. Every day is the perfect time to start. The biggest thing that I think everybody talks about when Mercury goes retrograde, which basically just means from our view, it looks like to us that Mercury is going backwards. Like, it looks like it from our view. So the energy kind of reverses for us here down on Earth, all right? Us little Earthlings, we're starting to feel that Mercury in a negative way, and not a negative as not positive, but backwards. I'm sorry, I apologize. But we've talked a lot about things you don't want to be doing. Let's talk about what you do want to be doing during retrograde. You do want to be minding your own fucking business, because you start peeping your nose into other people's business, you're going to misinterpret something and cause way more of a mess than already needs to be done. Keep the communication to a minimum. If you start to see yourself arguing with somebody, take that moment to take a step back, okay? Because neither of you are going to get your point across properly. Neither of you are going to even be able to say what you want to say. So you're just going to be arguing for fun, right? Because neither of you are even properly communicating what you're trying to communicate. Stay away from the arguments. Stay away from anything too complicated, right? Like contracts, like new jobs, things like that. Like, unless you obviously need the money, obviously. But just beware that getting this job during this time might also be reversed once we go direct. You know, this might be something for now, but it might not be forever. Think about all the times you didn't even know about Mercury retrograde and you were perfectly fine, okay? So do not stress. I'm not saying any of this to stress. I'm just saying this to help you kind of maybe utilize this time to do better, right? Now is the time to dive deep into yourself, do some shadow work. If you don't know what shadow work is, go back to my shadow work episode and work on that. Now is the time for that, okay? It's really quite simple. I think that it's kind of become this trendy little game to people, the Mercury retrograde memes and all that. I think it's funny, but I also do think it scares people. I think some people don't really understand what's going on, and it's really not that serious. It's a gift. It truly is a gift. Like, when Instagram shuts down and you have to start going through your phone and cleansing out your pictures and doing all types of weird shit on your phone because the internet's not working, that's what Mercury retrograde is for. They want you to pause. They want you to get off your phone. They want you to go through and declutter your pictures. That's what they want. They want you to stop, revoke your access to communication meeting with others and communicate with yourself. Clean that room, baby. Rearrange that room, baby. Okay? Do all that. Spend time with your family if you live with them. You know, stay home, stay in, take advantage of the time that you now have. Okay? It's a positive time. It's really not scary, I promise. It's not. Mercury and Gatorade is fucking me up. Okay? You might feel funky, right? But what does that mean? There's some funky shit you gotta deal with within you. Avoiding and neglecting and then coming out of Mercury retrograde thinking those feelings are gonna go away. No, babes, they're still in there. They might be a little bit suppressed once Mercury retrograde. Mercury. I'm ignoring it now, okay? It is called Mercury, not Mercury, okay? Stressing myself out. What was I saying? I forget. But now's the time to just... Now's the time to just fix what might be coming up for you. If this is like a funky emotional time for you, what are those emotions telling you? What healing needs to be done there? You know, why is it coming up? What is coming up? Focus on that. Get off your phone, stay home, and fix yourself. Okay? That's literally all retrograde is. Go online, look up little cute little charts to look at, you know? Here, let me Google it for you. This is so simple. Do's and don'ts of Mercury in retrograde. Do, celebrate your relationships. Don't make serious commitments. Do, update your online profile. Don't go on a first date. Do, double check your work. Don't misfire at the office, okay? Don't be sending emails to the wrong person and get caught gossiping. That's what the little note under this is. And this is from tarot.com, okay? These are fun things that I love to look at, okay? Ready? Do put a little bit extras in savings. Don't make any major purchases. Do get a tune-up on your car. Don't behave recklessly, okay? No getting lost or having an accident, okay? It's more likely to happen during a retrograde. And that's just a cute little chart that kind of tells you how to, you know, manage this Mercury retrograde. That's it. That's all. For those of you that want to follow rules and need strict rules on what to do, you can find it online, right? Me, I'm not strict. I'm just telling you, chill the fuck out, shut the fuck up, and sit the fuck down. That's all you gotta do. See, those are my three simple shit, sit the fuck, three simple steps, boom. Okay? So, what are we gonna do? We're gonna take an inventory of our life and really, really check in with our habits, what we're doing, what is creating this mood. Is it just the seasonal sadness, or are we also contributing to this as well, right? What can we do to kind of go backwards, maybe reverse some of the damage we've been doing once we notice there has been damage done, right? Take an inventory, then you're going to make small tweaks. Pick something that is going to make the biggest impact, but is going to take the littlest amount of effort, and start there. That's just the starting point, because we're going on a journey. No, we're not going on a journey. No, because Mercury in retrograde. We'll go on a journey afterwards. But we're preventing seasonal sad girl sadness. Is that a thing? Seasonal sad girl? What did I call it before? I don't remember. It's been too long of an episode. We're at the end, right? Communication is all fucked up, okay? Mercury in retrograde. I have an excuse now. It's not because I'm stupid. It's because Mercury in retrograde. So your inventory. So you've got your inventory. You've made your tweaks. This is all happening now. This is the perfect time. Why? Because of Mercury retrograde, right? Perfect time to start making those tweaks. Staying home, focusing on yourself. See what comes up for you. By the way, this is just a rapid fire recap. I know we just talked about this, so you don't even really need a recap on this, but sit down, shut the fuck up, and stay home. What are we doing? Sitting down, shutting the fuck up, and staying home. Woo! Okay, I appreciate you guys so much for giving me this space to just talk about exactly what the fuck I'm going through. I needed this so much. There was no way in hell that I was gonna sit down and start talking about manifestation and, you know, dream realities. I'm sorry, but that's just very not my vibe right now. Been struggling a little bit emotionally, and, you know, I needed a break from all of the positivity. Okay, because I needed to acknowledge where I'm at. Are we acknowledging where we're at? I hope I'm inspiring you to be real with yourself. Because I used to be the queen of minimizing and suppression. Now, the second I even get a little inkling of any sense of depression, I'm sniffing it out and I'm digging it up. Oh, wow. Okay, well, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening to me again. Like, I could not thank you enough for all of those of you that listened to season one and then let me go on this huge hiatus for way too long and still came back and listened to the show. I appreciate you so much. You totally could have gone and found a whole other podcast that you wanted to listen to, but you're still here. and I'm so appreciative, and we're only growing, we're only getting bigger, and I'm so grateful for everybody that has even listened to just one episode, even just 1 minute, even if you heard the intro and were like, oh my God, my ears are bleeding, I appreciate you. Okay, I love you. I will talk to you next week. Mwah.